Om Shanti. Okay, I start. Om Shanti again. And so this evening we will research together the meaning of the depth of surrender. Do you understand surrender? Do you like surrender? Is it easy to surrender? Do you have to keep surrendering or you only do it once? Eh? Once enough? Or all the time it's happening? Actually, before surrender there is also, there is another step, and after surrender there is another step. So before surrender there is renunciation. Baba often speaks of renunciation, and I remember once in one season he gave 5 mulis on renunciation. And basically renunciation is let go. Baba has given us knowledge, and through the power of knowledge the third eye opens, and I am given the understanding that there are certain things I must let go of if I wish to be happy, if I wish to be peaceful, if I wish to be truly fulfilled as a soul. So renunciation is like, for example, let go of attachments to results, to people, to positions, to roles, because Baba tells us your value is not through these things. You cannot exist through these things. Let go of the attitude that makes you think that these things are going to give me happiness or fulfillment. Of course, Baba doesn't only give us knowledge, Baba also gives us a lot of love. And it is through that power of love that I'm able to let go. And there are many things, of course, he says to let go of. Let go of waste thoughts. Let go of thinking too much about anything or anyone. And that's a little bit more difficult, you know, to let go of the things inside, whether it's certain patterns of thinking, where it's certain attitudes, is a little more difficult. And that's when I need surrender. To go into the depths of surrender means I give myself. I give myself to the One. I give myself to the Father. There are other people who also renounce, who do let go of comforts and attachments. But it is only when the soul surrenders itself to God that then it's able to have very deep and permanent spiritual achievements. And surrender, yes, I give myself in relationship to the One. And the depth of that surrender, the power of that surrender, is kept when I remain faithful, loyal. Baba has said, a faithful intellect has victory. But again, that surrender cannot be through blind obedience or the desire for a particular result or because I'm fed up with the world and I don't like it. So yes, let me give myself to God, it's better. Okay, it is, but real surrender comes when I deeply appreciate the qualities when I deeply feel that this is my life, I want this partnership with God, with the Supreme. And then it's so easy to surrender. But yes, the depth means that my attention and my focus has to be daily on that one's sanskaras. Now, of course, we have Brahmabhava sanskaras as well, because that's the angelic sanskaras are what are guiding us to our purpose and to our task. Shiv Baba sanskaras are those that actually give power. Baba's current purifies and liberates the soul and makes it return to the very best, the very pure in the self. Baba enables the soul to experience its natural state. We're not natural anymore. You know, the vices have made us very, very unnatural. For example, love, we think it's attachment, and so what do? Grab and expect. Is this natural? To grab and expect? People say, well, it happens, but actually it's not the natural state. When I return to my natural state, then the feeling, for example, of love will simply mean a very deep closeness, a very deep respect, a very deep sense of belonging. And for Baba to be there as the one to whom I belong to is very necessary as the first step in order to belong to the family, both the Brahman family and the family of humanity, because we have, we've lost it, lost the idea of real belonging, of real love. See, the depths of surrender is this. I go very, very, very deep into this feeling of belonging. It's very important for the human soul to experience this. And that's why there's so much sorrow, because there's so many disappointments and so much struggle and so much conflict. So how do I, you don't feel you belong. So Baba says, I show you how to belong to yourself. So surrender your masks. Surrender all the images, both fabricated by the self and also fabricated and imposed by others. You know, they say, be like this and you'll be a good boy or a good girl. Do this and you will be accepted completely. And sometimes we do this because we have a very deep desire to belong. But Baba says, in order to truly belong, you have to be yourself. You have to go deep into the eternal selfhood. This is soul consciousness. To really experience both myself as a soul and the uniqueness of my being in this drama. So belonging to the self, then belonging to the one who is my eternal partner, my original partner. And then through this relationship, Baba is helping me then to cooperate and to belong to everyone. If I start to become isolated through belonging to God, then it's a wrong type of belonging. I think the real belonging opens a soul very much. And that's, you can tell if the soul has depth of surrender, that it's very open, very stable, very confident and fearless. Sometimes souls get afraid, of situations, of drama, of other souls, and, get afraid of attachment, or get afraid of ego. No. Deep surrender means there's no fear of impurity. Deep surrender means I've connected to myself. and therefore I have a natural courage and a natural determination and a natural and deep understanding that, yes, this is not me. The ego, the attachment, all this is not me. I don't want it. When there's the depth of surrender, there's that type of decision made. Because we will not make a really deep decision, we won't make a proper, an accurate decision until I've connected with something that is very positive and very pure. I won't have the strength to make such a decision. So in the depths of surrender, when I have given myself to myself, when I have given myself truly to the Father, and Baba is the one who is facilitating my self-sovereignty. He's facilitating me to return to the state of self-awareness, self-mastery, completeness. See, complete, you know, we often hear this word. Baba says, when you're complete, you won't have those needs that take you into so many illusions. When I'm complete, that means, yes, I'm in the depths of surrender. I've gone to the depths of surrender. God's love gives me back to myself. Baba doesn't say, well, I've got you now, I hold on. Baba takes the soul, facilitates its purification, and then lets it go. But, of course, at the confluence age, we always feel very connected. And we feel, yes, we belong to the Father and we belong to the human family. So this is, you know, the depth of surrender. And with that feeling of completeness, there's also a very important state. We call it also a virtue. There's also that state of contentment. Contentment is like, I have truly found what I have been searching for. It has been truth. It has been a pure relationship with God. It's been a sense of self-awareness. Contentment means, yes, I have found it. Of course, it has to go deeper and deeper and deeper. And this is why the soul will pay attention every day to make sure that that surrender in the form of remembrance, in the form of closeness, is kept. Because it's quite subtle and it can very easily go. The old nature can throw its shadow and I may not be aware of it. And this is why I do need the light of yoga, the light of remembrance. It guides me. God's love guides the soul through the muli, through knowledge, through actual experience, and also trust. Trust. Because, you know, we are very often in processes of growth. I mean, we will not always feel Baba in yoga. We will not always feel that deep soul consciousness. But once you've experienced something, it creates a very deep trust in the soul. And that's the sign of also deep surrender. I trust. Trust will give me patience. And, you know, and what else trust does besides patience, or maybe patience gives it this also, is observing more. I'm observing even my own processes. I'm observing when I get a little bit dry. So I'm having in mind how to refresh myself. Because there will be ups and downs and there will be certain things happening. But if I trust, if I have that patience, I'm able to observe my own self. This is also depth of surrender, that I have the ability to observe myself, no matter what is happening. There is a trust in Baba, in the Father. And then with surrender, what comes after that? Sometimes you hear it and you wonder what it means. It's sacrifice, swahar. It's to die and to serve. Often we hear this term, dying alive. Sounds a bit brutal sometimes, but it's not. a bit extreme. But dying alive means what? I choose to finish things that I know are not me. I may be attracted by them. I've probably had comfort from them in the past. I have thought of them as supports. But now my intellect understands. My intellect understands. This is not really me. This is not really what I should be aiming for. So to die alive means I choose life. I choose the soul conscious life, the natural life. I choose the life that Baba is guiding me on or to. Because that's the whole point of dying alive. You know, when there's a physical death, you may not choose it. It happens. But in the spiritual dying alive, I'm choosing. And this dying alive doesn't happen once. It's done in steps. A little every day. Somebody once asked Mama what was her effort. And she said, well, I've learnt to die a little every day. It's easier too, isn't it? So dying alive, for example, there's something with somebody, right? Some kind of conflict or something. My ego starts to react. Sometimes it actually goes out of control and, you know, just speak. But at other times, I'm able to hold the reins because I think, is this the way I want to respond? Is this the way? No, I'm making a choice. I'm not making a choice because it's a sin or am I going to be a bad boy. This is not really the motivation. The motivation is that I have chosen non-violence. I have chosen purity. I have chosen to be loveful, to be respectful. And if I have a very negative reaction, this is not according to the code that I have chosen. Because die alive, you know, it's many centuries of sanskaras. It's not possible to do it in a day. And this is why it's so very important that to really die alive, I need to be a very good friend to myself. Baba is my friend. Let's say I trust that friendship. But am I a friend to myself? Otherwise, if I'm not, I can't die alive. It's too painful. It's too big. It's too demanding. It's too strenuous. And I start to put it off later. Or, I don't really have to do this, do I? But when I'm a friend to myself, then I start to see very clearly that certain rust that has been my companion for a long time, you know, has to go. And sometimes people ask, but okay, you can see some of that rust there, but what do you actually do to make it go? Because it's sometimes very sticky. Well, this is where surrender comes in. Surrender and sacrifice. Sacrifice is, I offer it. I offer it with my intellect and with my mind and with my heart. With my mind, I create that thought to give it away to God. With my intellect, I understand and I have decided that this is not for me. And with my heart, I offer it because I want something else for me. I want an angelic life. I want a real life. I want a life that has living virtues in it. So one creates that thought and then offers it, sacrifices it to Baba. And how long do you have to do that for? You know, often we hear of the volcanic yoga, the fire of yoga. What actually happens? What actually happens in volcanic yoga? The soul goes very deep into concentration, very deep in its thought on Baba. And one of the things it may do is to offer a particular sanskar that has been bothering the self. And I do it with all my heart. But what happens sometimes when you do it, there are things that are pulling. Yeah? Not just yet. Hold on, it's a bit too quick. Do I really want to do this? You know, a lot of things. So I should be very clear what I want to sacrifice and what I have to give. And then in that embrace of God, because really dying alive is actually to feel really Baba's embrace and really being in God's heart, that I have really found Dilwala, the comforter of the heart. And as the soul is feeling this, as the soul is being purified by these feelings, because what purifies us? We say, Baba purifies us. What does that mean? It is the feeling I will get, the feeling of love, the feeling of purity. Because that experience gives the soul the power to liberate itself from the old feelings, from wrong feelings. Because, you know, if I don't feel, if I don't experience, then it can become hard. Yes, at certain times I just need trust and patience, but you can't keep having that only for years and years, you know. It's got to change into some kind of experience. And as these old things, these old shadows are going, then the soul actually starts to feel its purpose. And Baba's children, their purpose is to serve. And they will serve through the power of purity. Now, Baba spoke in the last Muli. He was saying how God himself and the Master is filling his children with the greatest speciality, and that speciality is that of purity. Purity is a selflessness. Purity is that state of consciousness where I feel complete. And in that state, then the soul is able to do that service that doesn't require any compensation. When, you know, seeing their service and this true service. Sometimes souls do service to fill a gap. Sometimes souls may do service because they'll get a reward from somebody's approval. But the real service is to share the very best of what I have attained, to share the very best of my own self. And when Baba speaks of angelic service, so the ultimate in service is presence. To be present. And to be present with the companion, the Supreme. So all these, you know, renunciation, surrender, sacrifice, then create not only that serviceable stage, that selfless stage, but also the deity stage, the stage of the natural human being. And one thing that the soul who has surrendered and sacrificed things, one thing that they will feel very deeply and with which they share with God is the attention and the concern and the care to uplift, to facilitate as instrument the whole of the world tree. The world tree, it will mean human souls, but Baba has also indicated nature and the elements. And sometimes it's very useful just to go back, or maybe it's forward, I'm not sure, but to go back deep in the consciousness and see the self at the end of every cycle. Have you ever done that? See the self at the end of every cycle. What am I doing? What pulled us to Baba? Yes, it's certainly the relationship, but also his task. We become helpers in his task. And that destiny, very deep in the soul, calls the soul. Now, Brahmas have a very deep sense of purpose. And this is why, you know, even if they do have achievements in certain things, it doesn't fulfill them. There's always something more. Something's missing. So if I can go back into my consciousness, I will also go forward and see that final state. You know, Brahma Baba, when he was Sakara, could feel his final state, the Avyet Brahma Baba. And this was in the subtle regions. That is what he was going to become. Serviceable. A friend, a father, a helper of humanity. So Baba saying, this is your task is to also help your brothers and sisters. And what is his constant, in the latest mulis, Baba's constant request is, you know, change the self so deeply that your brothers and sisters don't have to wait. There's a lot of sorrow in the world. There's a lot of sorrow in the family, the human family. There's sorrow in nature and the elements, and they are asking, when are they going to be ready? When are we going to become free? Remember, he's been in, not exactly maybe those words, but roughly, this is what he's been asking. This is what he's been putting into our own mind. And when I surrender to the Father, I will also surrender to my family. And when you surrender to the family, you feel that then you have to offer your best. And when we offer our best means that we offer God's gifts. We offer the gift of purity. We offer the gift of liberation. Of course, they have to do the work, but we offer it as an example, as also method, the method of doing it. And why did we surrender? Why did we give ourselves to Baba? Remember when you first came? Whether it's 20 years or 15 years or 2 years, 1 year. Why did we give ourselves? Why did we surrender? Baba has given us many things, but I suppose the number one thing he gave us was experience. Because without experience, the intellect doesn't open. It won't understand knowledge. Very often people say, well, you know, I didn't remember too much of the 7-day course, but I felt the power of the self. I felt this or I felt that. So think, when I first surrendered to Baba, he gave me an experience. And he gave the experience of himself, and he gave me the experience of myself, beyond the physical and the social reality to the spiritual reality. And this pulled the soul. And this facilitated the soul, that it wants to surrender more. And then Baba has given us knowledge. Such a great blessing to be able to understand. And especially, of course, to understand the self, what I really am, to understand the Father as he really is, because we were told so many stories. A very violent God we were presented with. Baba changes that whole picture and says, no, look, I'm like this. You are like this. And then there are certain codes you need to follow. So he explained those codes. But Baba didn't only explain, he also gave his companionship and his power for the soul to be able to put it into practice. But lately for me, you know what has been very, feel very grateful is the understanding of the cycle. Remember when I first came to Baba, this idea of repetition and things like that was not I didn't find it very appealing. But now it has sunk more into the intellect, of course, by now, after so many years. But seeing, for example now, seeing all these things happening in the world and where I'm living, it's complete chaos and a lot of desperation. A lot. Something happening suddenly and souls not knowing what to do. And of course, as all these systems on the external world do collapse, Baba has given us one knowledge that we can share with others and gives them a lot of hope. He said, actually, you have an inner system, and that system is more powerful than any external system that exists. And if you activate this inner system, if you activate these original qualities of the self on a daily basis, you will build up confidence and self-respect. You'll be able to challenge. You'll be able to navigate through the collapsing external systems. And this is a big blessing to know this, isn't it? It takes away so much fear. Of course, what I notice is that souls need a step-by-step guidance and help. You can't just say, oh, just remember you're a soul and that's it. Got to do a little bit more explanation, making things experiential. But this aspect of knowledge, that I have a freedom and I have an independence. Otherwise, you know, we were so dependent, and probably in some areas we still are. We have become, the characteristic of Iron Age consciousness is complete dependence on the external for happiness, meaning, well-being. It's a very deep dependence. And when that starts to crumble, that's people are desperate. Even death. Death is an external system of nature for the soul to move on. It's very natural. But when a soul doesn't understand deeply the eternal inner system, you know, death is something very catastrophic. And religion doesn't help. Beliefs doesn't help them. Does it? I mean, you've seen. Been to funerals, you see so much sorrow. Although they will talk about God and the soul. So Baba has given us a very deep and subtle understanding of it, and also to use it and to activate it daily. Activate this inner power. And of course, the introduction to himself as he is makes this relationship possible, because either we didn't believe in God, or if we believed in God, it was always, you know, the way we were told, always with a bit of guilt, a bit of fear, always something like that. We couldn't really open our hearts. How can you open your heart if you think that somebody is violent and judging you and just watching your every move? Huh? It's very hard to surrender, isn't it? So Baba changes all of that. He says, "Now understand me as I am." See, that's also a deep surrender is very dependent on right recognition. If I do not recognize or understand how Baba works, then my surrender will not be that deep, or it will be conditioned by certain things. And I may get distracted by service. Service is the result of my relationship with God. My healthy, a healthy, strong, friendly, open relationship with God. Then service, good service can happen. And actually Baba gives even more power and more strength when he sees that his children are in the honest service of his other children. But without getting back to this point of recognition, if the right recognition is not there, I can't surrender. And if the right recognition is not there, what can happen? And if there's not a deepening of that recognition, there will not be a deepening of new experience. So ultimately, I can fall out of love. You can fall out of love with God too, you know. You can fall in love with Baba, but you can also fall out of love. And then there's no question of surrender then. And falling out of love is actually, if I want to fall back in love, renew my understanding. Renew my recognition. And another thing that Baba has given us a lot of understanding of is time. I understand the time. I understand this is a time of rejuvenation. Old things have to collapse. Old systems have to collapse. It's all very rotten. It's a time now for a renaissance of things. And it is Baba's energy and the cooperation of souls with Baba's energy that allows the world to move into a fresh new cycle. But beyond the big picture of time, how about the daily little picture of time? Baba brings it down to 1 second. 1 second and one thought. To be so stable that creates my consciousness and I can remain in that. Now I've been doing some meditation exercises with, now in Delhi and going to many companies, and besides the values and speaking of attitudes, we spoke about meditation as a method to empower the self. they like the idea, but they always think, I haven't got time for it. Even 10 minutes, it's a long time. And some of them ask, is it possible to really concentrate for every second of those 10 minutes? What would you say? Really to concentrate. I mean, real concentration. 10 minutes, yes, I think for Brahmins after a while they can do it, but, sometimes you notice after 20 minutes there's a little bit of dozing. Not always. But getting back now to the people who want to learn how to meditate. So I was thinking, you're telling them 10 minutes, they always say, no, I can't. And this soul has always felt that with God's knowledge, there's always a way. I always felt there's a way to bridge a gap. There's a way, if there's a misunderstanding or an inability to do something, there must be some way that can be created. So I remembered Baba's directions of 1 second, one thought. So we decided to do meditation, a 20 seconds meditation. Just 20 seconds. And I said, really? It can work? 20 seconds? I said, yes. It's like, how long does it take to put a brake on a car? It's 1 second, 2 seconds. And you may stay there for 15 seconds. Usually you don't stay with your foot on the brake for too long. And then you go back into the traffic. And so we did it. We said we get into this Om Shanti, Om I Am. Shanti, peace. And then we went into the different meanings of peace. Stability, clarity. And then we repeated, Om, I Am. I am a spiritual being. But, 20 seconds of repetition of those words, but the main thing was they had to be totally concentrated and completely present and not to go fast. So first we explained a bit the different aspects of peace, because you see with understanding there's more surrender. The topic is surrender. So if a person understands something, see how it's beneficial, they will surrender to experimenting with it. And so this is what we did. So I said, have to go very slow, must not rush, and must not think of the next email. You must not, no matter what sound is there, think. So 20 seconds, 15 seconds if you like. So to practice this 6 or 7 times a day. So we did it a few times. And then I felt it was possible. It was possible to do it. And so when I'm talking about time, there's eternal time, there's the time of the cycle, but on a daily basis, if we are able to combine thought and time, and use it to go deep into the self and to the original power of peace, it will bring many things. Peace brings many things, especially freedom from waste thoughts. And Baba gave that exercise, didn't he, in the last Muli? Soul, the golden age of deity. And just for short time, a few seconds. But the key is complete concentration and surrender to the idea of it. So these businessmen, they had to surrender. Yes, I have an energy inside. I am a spiritual being. So they had to surrender to that. Otherwise, they would not be able to practice. But of course, first there's explanation. See, without a certain amount of understanding and without a certain amount of experience, it's very difficult to surrender to practice. Practice. Why would you practice something over and over again? Why would you surrender to that practice? Because it has brought some benefit. And so to start to, when Baba talks about time as 1 second, you know, we have done just a minute program, haven't we? But Baba's program is just a second program. I've never heard him say just a minute. I've always heard him say just a second. And they said, just a second? Just a thought. Doesn't say 500 thoughts and then you'll get it right. He just says one. But you know, to get to that level of skill, to get to that level of quality, it takes some practice. But even the practice has to be done with quality. And the main thing is concentration of the mind. Concentration of the mind and surrender. You see, someone who surrenders is able to save. They accumulate. I surrender my mind. That is, I take it in one direction. I concentrate on, whether it's Om Shanti, whether it's Baba, I concentrate on it. And especially with the Om Shanti, where I use my thought to go deeper and deeper. Automatically, a lot of wasteful thoughts will go, a lot of stressful things will go. If I'm really able to bring that original peace into my consciousness via my mind. So it's very important not to say Om Shanti, you know, like a parrot. The parrot Om Shanti. You know, parrot Om Shanti, you know, I will lose the fragrance. I will lose the beauty of that spirituality in that lesson. Not just a lesson, but also the reality of the self. So it's surrendering my mind through concentration. Surrendering the intellect through humility and churning. When I churn, when I reflect, there will be newness. Humility makes me open and willing. And reflecting or churning stimulates newness. It's because sometimes souls, you know, they say churning, but I mean, it's, you don't do it out of a routine, churning. It's got to be a stimulus inside. I want to, for example, recognizing Baba better, you know, a stimulus to reflect on different aspects. And it's always good to challenge the self with certain questions. Whether it's dana, whether it's about relationship with God. Questions are very, very important. Not the questions that's full of doubt, but a question where I want to inquire. I want to research. This stimulates the intellect. It's the surrendered intellect. I'm giving it to knowledge. To understand it better. And when the intellect is surrendered in this way, then there's newness and there's freshness in my spiritual life. And in my life as a human being also. And to surrender my heart, all in one. All in one. And when I surrender my heart in deep faith, then a healing process takes place. You know, the soul is healed. Many things heal. When pure love or something pure comes to the heart, many things heal themselves by themselves. But, and again, as we said before, when the heart is given to one, then it starts to open itself to everyone. Surrender creates, real surrender creates closeness. If it's wrong surrender, then it creates isolation or separation. So Baba has often spoken of this time as the time to accumulate, save time, save thoughts. But then again, it depends what we're surrendering to. You know, if I'm surrendering to a big attachment, I'm not going to save thoughts. I'm going to have a lot of conflicting thoughts, confusing thoughts. If I surrender to ego, if I surrender to fear, if I surrender to attachment or dependence on someone or something, I will not save thoughts. I will not save time. And then when we don't save, we can't be generous. The more I'm surrendered, the more I save, and then through that saving, others are able to take benefit. And silence. A lot of all of this is done in the privacy of silence. Yeah. My relationship with Baba is a private one. It's in silence. I speak to him, I connect with him, I'm still just with him. This companionship, maybe private is not the right word, could be personal, it's very personal. It is private also. And so that coming together. And then you feel also that God surrenders himself to you. Baba often says this, I surrender myself to my children. So through this mutual surrender, the soul is able to find itself. And then, you know, the soul will not be attracted to surrendering itself to, you know, any aspect of illusion, because it's able to understand it. It's able to understand my, it won't be deceived. But from that personal and private contact in silence, as the soul is being filled, then it will express all of that in service to others. You can't be filled and just remain filled, you know. It's got to be expressed. And what happens if I keep filling and filling and filling and not expressing? What will happen? Actually, no, you won't explode. No, it actually runs out. For this filling to remain at the top, to remain filled, it will only do that when it's given away, when it's shared. Peace increases when I share it. Love increases when I share it, when I show it, when I express it. But every day, going back in silence to the true companion. Every day. And we want to, don't we? I mean, it's not, I have to. I want to. And then there's a lot of love in the soul. Daddy was saying one very important statement. She was saying, the family now doesn't need teachings. Needs love. But again, to get to that level of love, there has to be this purity. And I have to surrender myself in order to become clean and therefore available in a good way for others. Okay, Om Shanti. And we'll do some meditation now. And do guided in the beginning and then just silence. And we can keep this thought in the meditation, actually, to really go back to our original self, surrender to those thoughts of who I am, give myself to that, experience it, and then also experience my connection with Baba and then as the server with the world.
So Om Shanti. So let me now, in silence, gently position my thoughts gently position my heart and go inside to meet my original self. Silence, quietness. I go deep, deep inside, and in that silence, I remember. I remember who I am. I am. I am a spiritual being. I am this point of energy. I am the eternal soul. Thought by thought, second by second, Om Shanti, Shanti. I am a soul, eternal. I am peace, peace, Shanti. I go deep, very deep within my original peace, Shanti, Shanti, peace. Freedom. Contentment. Stability. I feel the harmony of peace flow through all my being. And as the peace flows, it harmonizes me. I feel full, content, complete, content, full. I know who I am. Om Shanti, Shanti. I go deep into this consciousness, and I feel the consciousness flow through all my being. I remain here in this awareness. Peace, serenity, silence. I, a point of energy, in the center of my forehead. I am here, radiating energy to this physical costume. I am still. I am quiet, concentrated. Om Shanti Shanti. Peace. Silence. 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 With one thought, one concentrated thought, I connect with you, my beloved Father. And I remember this original friendship. I am here with you in your world of silence, in your world of light. My heart opens as I receive your current of love, and I remember. Again, I remember this pure love, the love that does not see my weaknesses. It is the love that transforms and liberates. This is the love of you, Baba, my beloved father and mother. Let me remain here with you in the silence of our home. Let me remain here in your light, in your peace. Let me remain here in your friendship, in your embrace, point to point, soul to soul. I am your eternal child, your eternal friend. And now, you help me to remember all of this. You have opened my heart and my intellect, and I understand. I understand eternity. And I understand you as you reveal yourself to me. I remain here in your love and in your silence. Silence. Love and silence with you, my eternal Father.